Hi everybody, it's Angel and Bonnet here. Tonight I'm going to read you one of my favourite childhood classic stories, Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And where is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain was worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, "Dear, dear, I shall be too late." When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this. But at the time, it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of his waistcoat pocket, looked at it, and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet. For it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it. And, full of curiosity, she hurried across the field after it and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In a moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was going to get out again. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then dipped suddenly down, so suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself before she found herself falling down what seemed a deep well. Either the well was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what would happen next. First, she tried to look down and make out what she was coming to, but it was too dark to see anything then. She looked at the sides of the well and noticed that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves. Here and there were maps and pictures hung on pegs. She took a jar down off one of the shelves as she passed. It was labelled Orange Marmalade, but to her great disappointment, it was empty. She did not like to drop the jar for fear of killing somebody underneath, so managed to put it into one of the cupboards as she fell past it. "Well," thought Alice to herself, "after such a fall as this, I shall think nothing of tumbling down the stairs. How brave they will think of me at home. Why, I wouldn't say anything about it, even if I fell off the top of the house," which was most likely true. Down, down, down. Would the fall never come to an end? I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time, she said aloud. I must be getting somewhere near the centre of the earth. Let me see. That would be 4,000 miles down, I think. For you see, Alice had learnt several things of this sort in her lessons in the classroom. And though this was not a very good opportunity of showing off her knowledge, as there was no one to hear her, still it was good practice to say it over. "Ah, yes, that's the right distance. But then what longitude or latitude line shall I be in?" Alice had no idea what longitude was, or latitude either, but she thought they were very nice, grand words to say. Presently, she began again. I wonder if I should fall right through the earth. How funny it'll be to come out among the people that walk with their heads downwards. But I shall have to ask them what the name of the country is, you know. Please, ma'am, is this New Zealand or Australia? And she tried to curtsy as she spoke. Fancy curtsying as you're falling through the air. Do you think you could manage it? And what an ignorant little girl she'll think of me for asking. No, it'll never do to ask. Perhaps I shall see it written somewhere. Down, down, down. There was nothing else to do, so Alice soon began talking again. Dina will miss me very much tonight, I should think. Dina was the cat. I hope they'll remember her saucer of milk at tea time. Oh dear, Dina, I wish I had you here. There are no mice in the air, I'm afraid, but you might catch a bat. And that's very like a mouse, you know, my dear. But do cats eat bats, I wonder? And here Alice began to get rather sleepy and kept on saying to herself, in a dreamy sort of way, do cats eat bats? Do cats eat bats? And sometimes, do bats eat cats? For as she couldn't answer either question, it didn't much matter which way she put it. She felt that she was dozing off and had just begun to dream that she was walking hand in hand with Dina and was saying to her very earnestly, "Now, Dina, my dear, tell me the truth. Did you ever eat a bat?" When suddenly, bump, bump, down she came upon a heap of sticks and shavings, and the fall was over. Well, guys, that was the end of that little segment of Alice in Wonderland. If you want to hear the rest, please join me again tomorrow for the next segment of Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Thank you so much for listening. Bye, everybody.